This is Bilal Abdul-Salam Bey, also known as Charlie Hughes, inmate at the Hutchinson Correctional Facility in Hutchinson, Kansas. This is part two, section one of the Kansas Healthcare Education Rehabilitation and Reentry Preparedness Bill, being also enacted that upon the passage of this bill, the Director of Contracts and Programs shall implement a program within the KDOC titled Education, Rehabilitation, and Reentry Preparedness Program. And the Secretary of Corrections shall designate all bed space with the KDOC for this program. Such program shall be made available to all people incarcerated within the KDOC, irrespective of sentence, including sentences of life without parole and death, which sentences shall be abolished in the state of Kansas. Once enrolled into the ER-RE-EP program, a new social/psychological evaluation will be performed, along with the case review of the prisoner's convicted offense. Thereafter, an education/rehabilitation curriculum will be made based on the individual needs of the prisoner being evaluated, and a base parole date will be set within 30 days. Capital murder cases. Level 1 capital murder cases will consist of those people currently convicted of a capital offense and sentenced to death or life without parole with two or more victims. Murder of a police officer or a child. These people, though eligible for parole, will require special review before parole is granted. Review will be by the governor, a classification specialist and psychologist within the KDOC, and members of a citizens committee selected by a Free Kansas Movement Executive Committee. This person, after serving 10 to 15 years and upon completion of the education/rehabilitation program, will then be eligible for review to be placed in the reentry preparedness phase of the program. Upon successful completion of the reentry preparedness phase, this prisoner would then be eligible for parole upon special review. Level 2 capital cases, capital murder cases. Level 2 offenders consist of those people convicted of a capital offense with one victim and who are currently sentenced to life without parole. These prisoners will not require special review and will become parole eligible upon successful completion of the curriculum and after serving the full base minimum. Level 2 offenders, after serving 10 years and upon completion of the education/rehabilitation/reentry curriculum, shall then be paroled back to society. Murder convictions. All other prisoners convicted of murder and sentenced to 15 or more years will receive a base parole range of 7 to 10 years upon completion of their initial review and will be paroled upon completion of the education/rehabilitation/reentry preparedness program. Any prisoner convicted for murder and sentenced to life without parole pursuant to the Habitual Felony Offender Act will start with the base parole minimum of 10 years, with enhancements available for each valid prior felony conviction. A prior felony conviction used to enhance but later ruled invalid will be retroactively deducted from the parole date. This concludes the part two of the Kansas Education, Rehabilitation, and Reentry Preparedness Program Bill. Once again, this is Bilal Abdul-Salam Bey, also known as Charlie Hughes. Those wishing to reach me may do so by writing Charlie Hughes, CHARLEY HUGHES, number 96576, Hutchinson Correctional Facility, P.O. Box 1568, Hutchinson, Kansas 67504. Thank you for your time, effort, and energy.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.